You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
I love it. This is like our... We were looking for a good theme song tonight. We had some options, but this is like the most hip. What was the really... What was the other one that we wanted?
Shall we come and round?
Yeah, we were like, everybody's gonna be like...
What was the crazy other one?
Cut Nigel. That's not as crazy as the...
Yeah. Shall we come and round?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
this is a little bit more hip.
Yeah. You know, we have to do our theme songs once in a while, guys. Hi, I'm Ashley Daniels for another Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm with my beautiful ladies tonight. And Fuchsia.
Hi, guys. I'm Lindsay Wegner.
And guys, I'm Stephanie McGraw.
Cool. So, episode 15, we are... I don't know how many episodes. So many different sites say different things. I don't know. I think we're definitely more than halfway.
We're nearing the end.
Yeah, we're nearing the end.
If any of our fans, viewers know, let us know.
Wikipedia said one thing, Bravo said another, and then somebody that we know that knows the Housewives said another. So I don't want to throw anybody in the bus. But like, so now we have like three different numbers. We're like, what are we doing?
Unfortunately, the ratings also says another thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway. We still have those who love the show, and yes, those are the ones we're talking to tonight. And if you hate the show, then I don't know why you're listening to this. But basically, let's get right into it. So we see the waxing. So for anybody who needs a recap of that, Carol's getting her bikini waxed. Fabulous. She is very open about that. No pun intended. And she is with, she's with Kristen. Is it Kristen?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Kristen.
I label them R or but I'm like, wait, is that a K or an R? Okay. Yeah, she's with Kristen. And, it was just, something, did you guys think that was a necessary scene to keep in? Because I wonder when whoever's doing the cutting, what do they decide to keep in and what to
leave? Really, all the Housewives franchises really enjoy having the waxing scenes.
I was about to say that exactly. All of them have done it.
All of them. We've seen
Every
all of them go through it in
through
some
it.
Sort of Kyle Richards. I think Bethany, did she do it at some point? I don't want to speak wrong, but I know
Bethany
for sure Kyle Richards has.
Bethany peed in a bucket.
She was a wedding, yeah.
Certainly been some on Orange County and Jersey.
Exactly. So they all get their wax together.
They love it. I don't know. I've never had a wax before, so I don't know if I'd want someone in there for emotional support. That scares me.
Yeah.
My girlfriend did my leg one time, and I was like, whoa, that hurts a lot. That would hurt in private places even more.
I'm an anti-hairist.
Are you?
I would do the laser.
Yeah.
I would believe in the
laser.
No,
take everything out, just wax the crap out of it.
Did you, when you first went in, did you bring somebody in with you for moral support?
Well, okay. My girlfriends don't want to come in. I'd be like, come on, I'm open for that. And they're like, no, Steph, just shut the door. We don't.
Ashley, what do you think?
I mean, I really don't care. I really don't care. I mean, I'd rather somebody not be in the room, but if they want to be in the room, then...
Go for it.
Fine. That's fine with me. Whatever you want. Whatever's going to help you sleep at night. But I don't know why anybody would want to be in the room. Never mind having cameras. It's just like one of the... I mean, we saw her legs at one point, like, in the air.
Like,
which
baby
was,
style.
Yeah. That was a little bit odd, but good times. Okay. So then we go into Aviva and Ramona in the jacuzzi, and they're discussing Montana. And this is when we first hear Aviva discuss her asthma, which most of us... I don't think we would have known this otherwise, that she has asthma. And that's not to say that she doesn't, but it came up. And, you know, we know that last time she was on a trip, it was because she, you know, the reason she didn't go initially was because she wasn't going to be with Reed and she needs to be with Reed. So now not only does she have anxiety about flying and being away from Reed, but she also has asthma. So what did you guys think of the asthma situation? Did you think that was... that conversation, do you think that that was me just as a crutch in case she doesn't want to be there, or...
I definitely think that asthma is something that can come up later on in life. We, you know, you kind of develop allergies or certain, you know, things later on in life. So I do believe it's possible that she did get diagnosed with this. As for seeing the scenes where she's puffing on a thing and she's not going through what it seems like any sort of stress or pressure or anything, she's just kind of huffing on it, that's really dangerous to actually be inhaling that. So that confused me. And I didn't like that. I do agree that it might have been a crutch, because if she didn't really want to go and Reed didn't really want to go and she didn't want to be apart from Reed, then this is a perfect way for her to have an out and say, well, I have my asthma. My asthma's acting up, so then I don't need to go.
Right.
Steph?
Look, I'm going to jump forward to what we later to see with the discussion where Kristen, and I won't go into depth of when they do have the big square off, because it's exactly, she says what all of us are sitting there watching, thinking, girl, where did this asthma come from? It just feels like she has generalized anxiety disorder for one thing, and she has a lot of other phobias and irrational behaviors, but I think there's something, we spoke about this earlier, I reckon there's something going on with the producers' conflict. She may have asthma, whether this has also been contrived by the production team, so she either decided to pull out like she did in previous episodes at the start where she didn't go on. I just think there's some issue going behind the scenes, completely irrelevant to what illness or what she's got on the moment, where she's not going to go on this trip, whether it's pushing for her to not be on the next season. I think there's a lot more production-wise behind what we're seeing.
Now I actually wonder if she was actually in the opening credits now. Because, you know, she wasn't in the opening credits for when they were all on their trip. So I wonder if she wasn't in the credits, even though she was in the episode today. Mm. But she didn't go. I agree with you. There's something with production that's going on.
Yeah. Something just doesn't seem right, because she's done this before and they took her off for two episodes.
Right. Well, all right. Well, you did mention it, and it is the next scene after Sonia picks out her lingerie, which, you know, not much to recap on. She picks out her lingerie and she's silly and she's talking to her intern.
Oh, she goes commando. She can't be bothered.
Which we all know. but yes, Ramona and Kristen are boot shopping. Aviva joins. And what I found most disturbing about this is that as smart as Kristen is, and has, obviously she's being very honest, like she's obviously seeing something that's strange, that's usually not the case, like she's never heard about this before, she doesn't really understand why this asthma's coming up, I found it disturbing that she doesn't know any better to just not say anything, because you know Aviva is going to fly off the handle. As Aviva is, you know, we've known how she is, we know what she does, and at least for me, I know that that's one person I'm like, whatever she says, I'm just going to say yes to, because I don't want her to go crazy. But and if this was a real friendship and they were best friends, it's like, okay, be honest. But it's like this is a situation where it's like, come on, guys. Like, we know she's going to flip out. And she did. She threw things. She threw the prescriptions at her. She went crazy.
And she called her the B word. And kind of like you said, where it's something that we're all thinking. And we all want to say to her and approach her about, but we can't say it. So Kristen does it for us. And, I mean, did Kristen push it a little more than she should have to push her buttons? Yes. But honestly, it's almost comical to me. That's why I'm sitting over here kind of laughing and smirking, because you know she's going to go crazy. Kind of want to see it. You're going to freak out over the fact that I'm telling you, you might not really have asthma, and you're freaking out, and you're going, you're literally like, you're turning 180. Like, you almost want to see it.
Yeah, she's...
No, of course you want to see it. I think that's why Kristen probably did it too. But no, I think if you know what you're dealing with and you know how Aviva gets, I mean, I'm surprised. I thought Aviva was going to get even worse. This was actually not as bad as I thought it could get. But you cannot assume that she's a liar, that she is, you know, talking about you, that she's doing anything that she says she's not doing. You are screwed. You dug the hole, now you buried yourself. You know, that's just, and I think I understand Kristen saying she's upset because it's a deeper meaning, which she tells Josh later on. She's like, well, it's because I always stick up for her, so why can't she be there for my trip? So I get it, but at the same time, it's like, there's certain battles you don't need to...
Just don't fight.
Just don't pick it.
I mean, at the same... You see her point saying, how could I... I'm seeing the doctor's group. I understand this, but there's a part of me that doesn't believe it because of all the evidence goes against it and actually says, yeah, you do this stuff, Aviva, all the time. So how can I believe it? But at the same time, you're right. She's got all that back you know, that evidence for the past episodes, she will go off the handle. She's a dream. It's like every time someone questions her, she has to win their Oscar. She's got this histrionic personality type where it's like, I'm not just going to say, refute that. It's going to be a giraffe. Like, cameras, get me on, watch this.
Yep.
And it's just like, so.
I mean, yeah. Ramona didn't want to get into it.
She had knowledge. And she went for it.
Ramona was smart.
Props
finally.
To Ramona for staying out of it and not getting into it and being like, I don't want to be in the middle
she
of this battle.
She was like, screw that.
Yeah. Give it up for her, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was just so, I mean, I'm not saying she doesn't have asthma. You don't have, I mean, clearly she says, if I didn't have asthma, would I be able to do this? And she like, you know, put her asthma, whatever, the inhaler. Mm. But still, it's if you really have asthma, which we're not saying you do or you don't. We're not saying anything. We're just saying it's weird that it's coming up right now. But if you really have it and you tell them you have it and you want to show your papers and your documents and everything to prove it, do that. And then just let it go. If they don't believe you, screw it. Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't
so
matter.
Upset.
Yeah.
Who cares?
If you really have it, you're not going
to
be.
It has to be drama with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I think maybe that's because the production crew were like, you know, pulling and saying, we're going to get you off. So she's like, if I'm going to go, I'm going to make sure you remember me. Like, I'm going to.
Yeah.
You're going to regret doing this. I don't know. I'm just making predictions out there.
So then we have Heather and Carol. You know, they're just briefly discussing how excited they are about the trip. They're talking about that they're adventurous, they're tomboys. And then we see, on the flip side, we see Kristen talking about the trip as well. She's talking about it with Josh and the kids and
packing
while she's packing.
So cute.
Yeah. So she tells Josh about the asthma and that she explains in a little more detail about why she's upset. She's like, I'm upset because I always stick up for Aviva. So this is now my trip. Why can't Aviva be there for me?
Yeah.
So she obviously does take some she does appreciate the friendship a lot more than we thought, because for her to really be hurt by this means that she actually values Aviva's friendship a little more than I guess all of us figured, because I just never thought that any of them really thought like Aviva was like their really good friend, but it seems like she's hurt, almost as if she cares what Aviva thinks and cares what Aviva does. So in that portion I can understand, but I feel like she could have come across a little more like, I feel hurt. I feel like I'm always there for you and you're not coming, versus like, I don't believe you. This is brand new.
Yeah.
She attacked her to a certain extent. Especially when someone attacks you and says you pretty much you're lying about something, you naturally get defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As we explained, far to the extreme. You didn't need to go over the top like that, but yeah.
And what did you think of Josh talking about what he's going to do while she's gone?
Honestly, prior to when she was talking to him about Aviva, I actually thought their relationship was cute, because for once we finally saw them joking and having fun, him kind of playing around with her, which I was like, oh, finally, good. And then he has to ruin it by saying, well, I'm going to go to the Hamptons. And she goes, well, can't you spend time with the family? And he goes, well, we'll take them there and I'll pick them up and that will be fun.
Yeah, I did not like that. I thought that was just, it was sad, actually.
Well, we've mentioned it, and we've all spoken about it, with Heather and Carol have been on, and they say, no, they have a great relationship. It's normal marriage. What you see is just the cameras just picking up those normal, you know, arguments and things happen. But to be honest, they have just painted that relationship in such a horrible light this entire season. There has not been one.
No.
The further we go into the season, the further it gets worse for Josh in particular. Mm-hmm. He is, I mean, sorry, the way when he was talking and then he's going, I'm going to go to the office now. Yeah. Arsehole.
And she said it herself.
That's what it came across. He's an absolute.
She said it. We really don't do a whole lot of stuff together, do we? That's not something that's just on TV. Then that's how she feels. We really don't do a whole lot together.
I thought it was sad. I think it's also, I'm hoping it's because of the cameras and he's not really like that. But
he's just been doing it every episode now.
It's almost like I don't know how he really is. It comes off, though, that he's being like, you're my little wifey. You stay at home and take care of the kids. I have a life. And that's how he comes off that way. He doesn't come off like, you know, I guess one of the things, I don't have kids, but I know one of the things that that women find really just like beautiful to watch is seeing their husband or significant other with their children and watching that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine how beautiful that is. And I just can't imagine seeing that person that I've had children with, like, not care at all about my kids and just be like, oh, whatever, who cares, you know? So I thought it was disturbing to watch. I hope that that's not always the case, but I don't know. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't have my schedule yet. And like, it's just like, he was acting like he was like in college. It's like, those cutest kids. I don't know.
Well, we've seen him in past episodes as well when they were, you know, with the kids and stuff. He's like on his phone. He doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't know. How old do you think he is? He looked older this episode than I actually thought he was.
You think? I would think mid-40s.
Yeah.
Early mid-40s.
I don't know. Not that it matters, but I wonder if he has kids previously. Because he doesn't seem, like, excited as if, like, these are, like, his first two kids. Because, I mean, you know, when you have kids...
I think he's a workaholic.
Yeah, but do you think that he has kids already?
He's married as well, partly to his work.
Yeah, definitely. I just feel like if you have a little baby girl, then you have, like, you just be a little more excited to, like, see them and watch their first everything. And it just seems like... I don't know, he's not, like, a guy.
He's not involved dad. Yeah. But there are a lot of dads that aren't. In that way, we don't.
Hands on.
That doesn't mean they don't love their children.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. But it's not
physically or express it the same way that women do.
But even so, just wanting to spend time with them and not being excited to bring them over his in-laws immediately is just kind of.
I don't
sad.
Know. I feel a little bit kind of like understanding of that just because my dad was always really busy with work. Not to get too far off topic, but my dad was always really busy with work. So I spent a lot of time with my mom where my brother spent a lot of time with my dad because he was doing car stuff. So he thought my brother was interested in that. Meanwhile, I wanted to spend time with my dad. So I was like, ooh, I like cars too. I want to get into cars too to try and spend time with him. And I feel like looking back on it, I do wish he would have been home more often. But I feel like our relationship now from when I went to college is amazing because I think he finally realized how to communicate with me as a girl.
Yeah, but that was work. Like, I don't think your dad was just deciding to go away to the Hamptons versus being with you.
Well, but he also remember how he's like, well, I have to be at work. When he was doing the stuff with Kingsley when
yeah,
she was...
Yeah, that was different.
Like, that was work stuff. So I feel like maybe there is a little bit of a similarity. And sometimes with people... And my dad was never the one to party or want to go out and, like... you know, do stuff like that. Mm. But he maybe because he feels like he's at work all the time, then you do sometimes need a break from being at work and your break should technically be at home maybe with your family, but he's choosing that
and
other thing.
And some parents aren't baby parents, if that makes sense. Like they don't really... They
Understand.
Love older children. They love to be able
they
to
can,
communicate.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't get babies. I don't really... Or some are like, oh, I wish they were a little baby again.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So... Anyway, we're just throwing out
ideas, trying to figure out
well,
where he's...
Regardless, I mean, he's got a beautiful family, and I think that it looked like Kristen was disappointed, and that's not really nice to see. But, you know, they have a great life, and I think that everybody, like you guys say, families, a dynamic in a family can change and can be different in every household, but doesn't mean that they don't love them. It's just a different way of bringing up your kids.
Yeah. I'm just interested to see what the producers keep on painting them in that light. And, I mean...
Do you think that when he watches this, that may change him and make him realize, oh my gosh, I want to be more present, or I see how disappointed she is in these things?
Oh,
sometimes
of course.
I think if people realize, they see the other person's side, they kind of go, oh wow, I didn't realize I was doing that. So maybe he'll be more, you know, more into it now after seeing it kind of.
God,
happening.
I hope they don't go on the next episode, Celebrity Marriage Boot Camp.
Oh,
anyway.
Please not.
Oh, God. It seems like everybody that gets fired from Bravo goes on that show.
Correction.
All right,
oh, gosh.
They arrive.
She backs out.
Well, no, but they arrive at the airport and Aviva's not there, but something else is there. What is
wheelchair.
There, guys? Wheelchair. The wheelchair's there with Aviva's
All
name
right,
on it.
She gets the Oscars, girls. Can we just give it to her?
You get it, Aviva.
You get it.
Yeah.
You got
well
it.
There you go. It's yours.
I mean, it was crazy. It was a good laugh that these people got. These girls got a good laugh at the airport, and also throughout the drive to the hotel or wherever they were staying, cabins,
dude ranch.
So then they arrive there, and Ramona is already complaining. She and Sonia are complaining about the drinks and the. They're just kind of like, you know,
where's the
people and there's nobody here and cushions on the horse and, you know, just everything that you can possibly complain about.
But
and then
not
some.
Even that, but everything we're used to. Again, we kind of, all of us were probably like, this sort of retreat or this trip would only suit Heather and Carol, honestly. Yeah. Kristen, I was even like, girl, that's not really, you haven't expressed in previous episode, this is really your thing. So
no.
I'm surprised you organized it.
She planned it.
But. Oh, come on. We knew that, Ramona and Sonia. The two of them would be like, Sonia got into it, I agree, later on, but it'd be turtle time. She just wants a drink. She doesn't want to be
But
there.
That's the weird thing. She's like, there's no turtle time and there's no Ramona Pinot Grigio. Those are two things that she could bring. she could bring the Turtle Time, she could bring the Ramona Pino, and she could have fun. So it was weird. It's like...
And yet she gets an air conditioning in the other place.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they... they take their rooms and they say, I think Sony says, yeah, Sony goes, I'll take the princess over the countess this time. So, and we know Carol opted to stay with them. And she also did in the previous episodes in the Berkshire, she was the one who went on the boat with them. So she's always the one that's the trooper. She's like, I'll take one for the team, guys. Yeah. And she goes with them and they all stay in the same room. So that's interesting. I think Carol has a high tolerance and a lot of patience. Once again, Carol's one of our favorites, and there's another reason why. So they are, then they're horseback riding.
Now, cattle.
Yep. So a lot of manure. We get a lot of nice close-ups of that. Thank you, Bravo. And what did you think of the horseback riding scene? What did you guys think of that?
There was a good flashback to show Sonya being with Kelly and riding the horse and getting on a horse that kind of bucked her off. Mm-hmm. And so seeing Sonya a little bit nervous about this, you know, time being back on the horse, completely understandable, get that. And it was good to see her actually be excited about it once she started doing it.
As you said that, it just reminded me of the Morocco trip, too, with the camel. Mm-hmm. That, who did push off?
Was it Luann that got pushed off there?
Was it Luann or was it McCord?
Alex McCord
was one of them. Anyway, I just got an image of that.
That's right. Yeah. That happened
on
the camel.
So they get kicked off a lot of these animals that they're riding. So that was a funny one. That was like, boop. I remember she flew. I think it was Luann, actually.
Luann?
I'll have to look that up after.
No. Okay.
One of them falls off. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, if you guys remember a couple seasons ago. But that was in Morocco. That was really funny.
Good blooper.
Yeah. They should have shown that, too.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, and other than that, though, I don't think much to recap. I mean, I think
Sonya did a fabulous job. I was really impressed with her on the ranch. I thought she, again, would be, adapted. No, I don't want to do it. She got straight into it.
Yeah, true.
She was more than Heather.
Yeah.
She was rounding up those cattle. Yeehaw, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did a good job. And then we see them fighting over the hat size. And this reminded me so much of Ramona, when they're fighting, I'm the Mary, I'm the Rhoda, I'm the Mary from Romy Michelle.
Yeah. Sure.
Because she's like, my head's bigger, so I have more
I'm
brains.
Smarter.
Yeah. You know, I'm the smarter one,
It's just, like smaller dogs is smarter,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was totally reminded me of that
silly
scene.
They were cute.
Totally cute, totally them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see, I'm not skipping anything, right? We have dinner with the girls is next,
that's correct?
Horse Ranch, yeah, the restaurant.
This is where...
The Ranch House Arena.
No, we were, being honest, up until this point, there wasn't much to find exciting.
Drama.
I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm off, you know, I'm flying off my seat right now. This is just incredible. Mm. But this scene was, it delivered. And I don't think any of us really thought the facialist was going to go away and that whole... all that drama from last week. So what did you think of when Luann starts to get upset when it's brought up? Rightfully so.
Right,
and Carol as well.
I couldn't agree more. I think Carol, again, takes it like a trooper, doesn't she?
She picks her battle.
She was sitting there in front of Sonya going, why didn't you disagree?
Mm-hmm.
And Sonya's just like...
Yeah, that was bad.
I called Russ up, you know, as they said, well, Russ... That's not his type, but Sonya, yeah, of course, Russ is his type. He's got a penis.
Right.
The girl, the lady, literally, anything, it does, anything that's walking and talking that has a penis, she's like, I love you.
That would be like somebody suggesting that, you know, you had hooked up with somebody and you just sitting there going...
It was weird.
Why would you let someone?
I think she likes it. I think she enjoys
she does
that.
Too.
She enjoys the attention and
thinking that she's, you know... attractive to all types of men, but there's a line to cross, and in crossing that with a friend like Carol's been to her,
an ex, it's not someone you should be proud of.
No.
It's not a tick on the.
No, that
she
would
loved
be
her, which it wasn't a walk of shame. She's like, oh, that wasn't a walk of shame. Yeah. I loved
that. Was
that
a victory lap.
My clothes, exactly, a victory lap. But with this, no, that's not impressive. Mm-hmm. That's being you don't do your girlfriend's exes,
right? Mm. And I think it was. I'm glad Luann stood up and said, you know, why wouldn't you get upset? Why wouldn't you just get up and say, like, these are my friends? Like, why? She was just like, how can you not be insulted by this? And that to me is like, it's showing, like, I hold you to a higher standard, Sonya. Like, we're friends. Like,
she was, She wasn't even upset with Kristen a little bit too for going, well, you were there.
Yeah.
You were hearing all this too. Why didn't, now it's Sonia's facialist, so I think it's Sonia's.
Sataiko?
Sataiko? Sataiko. It's Sonia's responsibility because it's her facialist to be the one to say, okay, to tell the facialist to stop.
Yeah.
But Kristen very easily could have said to Sonia at some point, this is kind of gossipy and I don't want to be involved in this. Can we please change the subject? I don't want to talk about this.
And the fact that Sonia's like, I didn't want to tell her to be quiet. We're learning about what people think of us in New York City. It's like, and then Luann's like, people? So you think that you're figuring out who you are and your reputation based on your facialist? Like,
but she wasn't even, Sonia wasn't even hearing much about her aside from the thing about Russ, but she was really going after Luann and saying bad, detrimental
stuff.
She was
just trying to keep it hitting her. So you sleep around, you like these type of men, you're a cheater.
You're dominant and just, it was really bad. And I understand Luann being upset 100%.
Did you think it was a dig at all when Sonia says, they said, Luann's like, who was the guy? And she goes, it was one of my sexy Italian French guys. Was that a dig at all from last season?
Back at Luann.
Well, you know, the guy that she's like, I was with my friend. He's an Italian guy, but we all know he's a French guy. Sexy Italian French guy. What kind of guy is Italian? I mean, you could be Italian and French, but it's too coincidental.
I wouldn't read into it that much, but
I don't think she was trying to offend her in a mean way. I think she was trying to be like, it was one of my friends, you know, that Italian French guy. I don't know. It could have been. I guess we'll really never know, but.
She's a woman of the world. Who knows?
She likes to push buttons, silly, though. She doesn't do it ever. I don't think she ever intends on hurting people, but at the same time, if this was about Ramona and this facialist was talking about Ramona, I believe 100% Sonia would have got up and flipped out.
And we just saw Sonia and Luann go on that picnic a few weeks ago. So we know that they do have a very strong bond and relationship.
But also,
they've been friends.
What her latest antics did. It was only 2 weeks ago that Sonia did the drunken. Sonia, grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, woman.
Yeah, but I would be upset as a friend doing that. And I thought that I thought they had a better relationship than her kind of allowing that to go on and continue.
Yeah, she calls her Lou. I mean, I feel like they just kind of have that, like, that playful relationship.
She's not malicious. Sonia's not the malicious person. She doesn't want to hurt people.
And if it wasn't true, I mean, even if it isn't, you know, it was true, should I say, why bring it up in front of all the ladies, like the one about these horrible rumors about you? Like, pretty much calling you a slut in front of everyone. Like, why say it in front of everyone? Mm-hmm. You don't do that to friends.
Right. And, I mean, Carol was upset, too. But like we said, Carol was just kind of like, she's like.
She knew it wasn't true.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't understand you. I asked him, and he said he never met you in L.A. And then so he says, yeah, never in L.A. Never did I know him in L.A. or something. But she met him at.
St. Bob.
But she let everyone believe that something happened with Russ until, you know, she said it. And then she's like, no, you're right. Just weird. Just a little weird.
She loves to be sort of promiscuous. I don't know. Maybe it's she's feeling age. You know, she's scared that she's getting old.
Well, Heather was like, oh, this is like, what is that, your walk of shame? You know, with the hair extensions coming out of the bag and everything. And she found it funny. I mean, I think she was a little bit, you could tell in that there was a glimpse of like, Sonia was kind of wondering at one point, is this a joke or not? Like, I felt like when Heather was saying that, Sonia didn't immediately laugh. She kind of took a second as if, like, she's thinking about what is she actually saying. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is playful. This is fun. We're in a fun zone. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, Luann's like, this is not really a fun zone. Like, let's just talk about the fact that you didn't get up and walk out and say, these are my friends. Like, you didn't even care.
Yeah.
So I'm props to Luann because this is the second week now that we've seen that she's, you know, stood up for herself. And she knows there's certain things you skip. There's certain things you have to stop and say, this is not okay.
Again, I'm repeating it. I think I'm really impressed with Luann this whole season. Mm-hmm. Having her as a non, you know, reoccurring
cast member,
I think it's done her props to that.
Better. Even better. She's better. She's better as a non-cast member.
Yeah.
We get more of her and we get a better perspective inside of her.
Exactly. Agreed. Anything else on this episode?
No, we can go into predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'll leave this one to you guys. I'm going to sit back and listen.
So next week, we obviously see them getting more into the ranch life, doing a little target practice type thing. And there's, I don't know if it's called spelunking when you go down the side of a mountain, but Kristen's obviously very scared and she's getting nervous. Mm-hmm. And we still obviously are going to see Luann mad at Sonia and kind of voicing more of her opinion. And so I really think that she's going to get that out. And I'm hoping it's not going to be a blow up and a separation for Luann and Sonia. I'm hoping that Sonia will be able to realize she made a mistake and try to fix it. That's my hope. That's my prediction.
Good. I agree on that. Though, I'm really impressed with... I'm just not feeling Sonia at the moment, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't really mind if there is a bit of a separation. I think Sonia deserves a bit of a kick up the old butt, to be honest. Yes, she has a gorgeous, like, perky that butt. But, yeah, she probably would. But, to be honest, I'm kind of... Yeah, we've seen this. Yeah, how old? Stop getting all drunk and disorderly and sleeping with every night, young boys and stuff. Like, at the start it was cute. Now it's just...
When That's you interesting. Start, Ramona.
Yeah.
Ramona's mm-hmm. behaving herself.
Yes,
it's like Ramona's the trading places,
yeah,
right?
She has interrupted
you. I'm sorry, but they're like, no. You just made me think of that. I'm like, well, yeah. It's funny because usually we're talking about this with Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
True.
Maybe Mario's already. Anyway.
Well, she said she's on Valium and Xanax now.
Take a Xanax. She took her own. She took her own advice.
I know.
It's working.
Valium. That's a scary one. Are those like tranquilizers?
It's like brandy from.
Oh God! All right. Well, where can we find you guys?
You guys can find me because it's my birthday on Thursday.
Woo!
So, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, LyndseyWegner, and check out my blog at lindseywegner.blogspot.com.
And guys, follow me on Twitter at Host McGrath, that's MCGRATH, or on YouTube at Stephanie McGrath Host.
You can find me at Miss Ashley Daniels on Twitter and Instagram, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.